Now I will speak the same thing, but with less words, because I try to explain this in Tibetan. First time, of course, you know, if you have three person on the panel to speak, the first person have the greatest challenge. Last person have the greatest, advantage, because the first person have to come out with everything, but then second person will think about what first person have said and the reaction of the people, and third person will have the first person and second person, two persons subject, as well as the reaction of the audience, and then then that person will with ease can present his or her subject very efficiently. So the same way I have done it in Tibetan already, now to do it in English, I can do it shorter. So you should not misunderstand, I spoke less in English, okay? Because I will use less words. Now, the Chakrasambhara sacred instruction, the Six Yoga sacred instruction, and Mahamudra sacred instruction, everything is somehow can be understood through the Six Yoga of Naropa. And Six Yoga of Naropa is in these six verses mentioned very clearly the root of the path, the tummo, and foundation of the path is the illusory body. The sign of the path is the dream, like a sign. Sign, you know, the whether everything is going well or not, the sign. Dream yoga. And then essence of the heart of the path is the clear light. And you know, when somebody comes, somebody will receive. So it is like receiver, welcome group, you know, welcome committee of the path is the pardo. And then the decisiveness, you know, fully decisiveness of the path is the poa. Now, I'm sure these words that I use are not 100% accurate, but they describes what it really means in Tibetan. Now, why the tummo is the root? Because in a very simple way, our body have warmth inside. And when that warmth is gone, then in Tibetan we say, time to fold up, you know? And the tummo means, tummo actually means, tum means wrathful, powerful, wrathful, and almost vicious, tumbo, like this. And mo is feminine word. Now what does this mean? The countless lifetimes of karma, very gently, very softly, will take eons to overcome. But something like a fire can burn it right away. So that way, through the tummo, then the non-duality of joy and heat, the fire, and joy and emptiness, this is most accessible to everyone, because there's nobody who don't like to be happy. So this way, it is right there in each and every one of us. And so through visualization, but actually the actual practice of the sixth yoga is not visualization, it is a completion, Dzogchen, they are Dzogchen. But each one of them have a visualization part to begin with. And then actual practice is the Dzogchen. So that is the first. Now the second illusory body is the foundation. Why? Because we are in samsara, seems to be forever, because we are attached to everything as real. This is real, and you are real. He is real, she is real, they are real, everything is real. So this is the one that holds us in samsara. Once we realize these are all illusion, this body is illusory body, everything is illusion, then that is like the foundation, because from there everything will start moving forwards. And then the next is the dream. It is the sign of the path. Because dream, although it is for a very short time and it is really illusion, but we are more seriously fooled in dream than fooled in life. If somebody died last year, you know, some person died last year, and you just walk down the road, and then person is coming up, and you meet the person in life, you will say, I met a ghost. You know? You will say, I met a ghost of that person. But in dream, that will never happen. You will see the person who died long time ago, or just last year. You will talk with them, you will eat with them, you will walk with them, and all of this, and you still don't realize the person is dead, you still don't realize it is an illusion. And in dream, you dream something that is totally irrelevant with your life. But you don't realize it is irrelevant. You only realize when you wake up. But in life, if you encounter something irrelevant, you will immediately will know, this never happened, I'm not this person, I don't know these people, I don't know this place, I never came here. So that way, dream is a very strong illusion. And in the dream, if you realize that you're dreaming and this is not real, and if that happens in the dream, constantly, not by accident, you know, once in a while, of course, this kind of thing happens. But continuously, consciously, if it happens, then it shows that your practice is going well. So it is a sign. Of course, dream, as one of the six yoga, each one of them are complete practice by itself. Dream practice is not just a sign. But when all six of them lined up one after another, then the specific of the each one is described here in a very simplistic manner. So that is the dream yoga. And then heart of the path is clear light. What does that mean? The clear light is the description of primordial clear light, primordial wisdom. So that is our essence. And it is not exactly this light, but it has everything to do with this light. Because why there is light? Who made it? Why there is darkness? Who made it? You know, for example, in hell, You know, they're supposed to be big pots to boil people, and they're supposed to be big firewoods underneath to boil, to make fire. Who cut those trees? Where did the trees come from? Who made that pot? You know, who is the smith making that pot? So it is all said in Bodhisattva Acharya Avatara. The fire of the fire is not, fire of the hell is not lit by anyone, but it is the illusion of the negative karma and defilement mind. So therefore, it is all illusion. But illusion must have a reason also. So light and darkness, happiness and suffering, joy and pain, all have ultimate meaning as well. Nothing is nothing. Everything have its own sources, and everything have its own essence and ultimate. Ultimate aspect, relative aspect for everything. So therefore, the clear light, the Buddha nature, the emptiness, that is ultimate emptiness, that is the heart of everything. Because of that, we will be enlightened. Because of that, we should be enlightened. Because of that, we wanted to be happy. Because of that, we don't like suffering. So because of that, with light we can see. Because of that, if there's no light, we cannot see. So all of that. Now the next is the pardo, the kind of sunma means like I don't know exact word for that, but when somebody going somewhere, if that path is dangerous path, there will be person from this end to accompany the person until the person from that side comes to receive the person, because it is very dangerous for that person to walk alone. So people from here will send them, we call them chelma. And people who comes from there to receive them, we call them summa. So the lamcha sunma is pardo. Why? Pardo, actually, most of the time we understand as intermediate period in between death and birth, death and next life conception. So that is a common understanding. But actually, everything is pardo. Everything is in between something. And this way, for example, like this body of ours, which is the result of countless lifetimes karma. And even to just do the bare minimum to keep it up, keep it alive, how much karma we have to create. So this way, this body is clear example of what is samsara and what is suffering of samsara. And how do we overcome that? We cannot overcome by destroying this body. Then we will have a worst one. You know, this is pretty good comparing to other kind of body. So then what do we do? Then we should look at the ultimate essence of this body. This body is, when we don't recognize the Sambhoga Kaya and Nirmana Kaya, then we see this body. We possess this body. And that happens because we don't recognize our mind as Dharmakaya. No recognition of Dharmakaya, then no recognition of Sambhogakaya, no recognition of Nirmanakaya. So the part of practice is to realize by transforming this. And so, for example, 100 deities of the Pardo Mandala. And this kind of practice is to transform, and it is to receive us to the enlightenment. No? So that is the Partho Lamji Sunma. And the last one, Powa Lamji Lochi. Powa means transferring of consciousness. Best to the Buddhahood. If not to the pure land, if not to the precious human life. So that are the three choices that we make when we do the poa. If possible, may I become Buddha. If that cannot happen, may I be born in pure land. If that cannot happen, then may I be born in precious human life again. And so that you have to have a faith, trust. Otherwise, this will never happen. I gave them one example, and I will give you this example again. There was one of us, one Tibetan, who spoke on radio when I was a little boy, and old lamas, old people still remember. And even I know that person's name, but I will not say it here because there's no benefit of saying that person's name. And what that person said, Prince Siddharth don't want to rule the kingdom the same way that all the kings run because it is so complicated, so difficult. So he went to the forest and think about it for 6 years, and he found a new way to rule the kingdom, and that is the Dharma. So that way, Dharma is a kind of polity. It is not. It is not politic. Prince Siddharth did not go out and think about how to rule his kingdom a unique, different way. It is not a new idea. It is he renounced his kingdom by knowing there's nothing in samsara that is desirable. There's nothing in samsara that does not result to suffering. There's nothing in samsara that worth dedicating your body, speech, mind. Because it will only result suffering for yourself, suffering for everybody in samsara. Therefore, he renounced it and he attained enlightenment for all sentient beings to be free from the suffering of samsara. And from Vajrayana point of view, by realizing the essence of himself, essence of all sentient beings, essence of everything as it is. So when he realized that, his mind became Dharmakaya, and all he manifests is Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya with no limitation. That is Buddha. So when you have that kind of true understanding of Dharma, then you have full faith and trust. But if you have totally wrong view of Dharma, then everything is for a purpose. There is a vested interest for this, vested interest for that. For example, when I build the monastery, I'm not building monastery for collecting lots of people. You know, why do I need lots of people? It is a problem, lots of people. And I don't need lots of people. I'm very happy alone. You know, happiest time of my life is when I do retreat alone. A cook and somebody to wash my clothes will be nice, you know. If I don't have to do those things, then two person is good enough. Two healthy person, two kind person, two hard working person is good enough for me. So that way, if one don't have the clear faith in the Dharma, then you are not Buddhist. You might be acting like a Buddhist, but you're not Buddhist. And then for that purpose, then sixth one, Lamchi Lo Chi Poa, that is the final, and you have to have the complete faith and trust and totally decided, no strings are touched, no vested interest, everything is for enlightenment. So with that, may I die peacefully, and may I be born in Pure Land, or may I reach Buddhahood, or may I be born in precious human life again, so I can continue Dharma practice and reach Buddhahood. So that is final. So this way, in sixth yoga, the entire teaching of the Marpakaji lineage is somehow inclusive, because the Telopa, his four main lineage, four streams of lineage, we call it, Kajijupa, four streams of lineage that put together is six yoga. And on that, there is union practice, and also there is Mahamudra. Also, the kind of terminologies are there, but they are part of this, because union practice is very much essential together with the Tummo practice. And Mahamudra is everything. All of this is Mahamudra. So this way, the entire teaching of Marpakaji lineage, entire teaching of Telopa, somehow is summarized, and then that can be six yoga of Naropa. And I hope what I have taught you here is truly beneficial for you. That is my only intention. That is my only intention to do all of these things that I'm doing. So now we have completed the today's Dharma activity, and we will end it with Gana Chakra.